Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, is Vince McMahon about to take NXT 2.0 in an edgy new direction?
WWE asks Daniel Bryan, or Bryan Danielson, not to do the yes chant in AEW.
Triple H has issued his first statement since suffering a cardiac event.
And a new Cruiserweight champion was crowned on NXT. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And I should have called it NXT 2.0. Now the WWE are going to be pissed. And this is the news.
Let's kick things off by talking about NXT 2.0, and have you guys had enough of these new directions yet? Are you fed up with them? Well, I've got some bad news for you. I haven't. I think it's a load of fun. But there's a new report here from Fightful Select talking about some changes that might be coming, and these are based on some internal discussions and some things they've heard from internal sources and everything else in WWE. Edgier programming. Ooh. Where have we heard this one before from WWE in the PG era? So this is apparently based on some ideas that Vince McMahon himself has concocted, talking about taking NXT 2.0 in an edgier new direction. This will take the form of increased aggression, harsher language, so they're going to say, like...
There's going to be effing and jeffing.
Yeah, they're going to say nasty words. The ring work and some other things. Apparently, part of this is going to be a desire to, and I quote, keep up with current affairs with promos and character verbiage. So, also, Fightful has sourced an unverified note that there'll be increased lenience when it comes to what women's wrestlers are allowed to wear in the ring, but there's no specific word on what exactly the heck that is supposed to mean.
Skimpy stuff, probably.
Yeah, probably. Edgy, way! Hey. Attitude era. Now, it should be noted that none of this is set in stone, but USA Network contacts have heard whispers of it as well. One wrestler that Fightful spoke to hadn't heard of these plans or anything like that, but has commented that they will believe it when they see it. This is part of a desire for NXT to appeal to 18 to 34, that demographic in which it lags behind every major wrestling shows. I mean, addressing younger age groups is a priority. Got some numbers here. Average, past 4 weeks. Raw's getting about 250,000 viewers, 18 to 34. SmackDown, 256,000. Dynamite, 172,000. NXT, 66,000. So appealing to younger viewers is something we clearly need to do. But is a 70, what is he, 74 now? Is a 70-odd year old man really the best guy to judge what's cool and hip and edgy in 2021?
Do you know what worries me more than the effing and the jeffing and the changing of the outfits and stuff? It's the bit where he's like, we're going to reference current events. I was like, oh, I really hate when they crowbarred it in
a bit last night, didn't they, with microaggressions.
Oh, what was his name? The guy,
Joe Gacy,
talking about safe spaces. And yeah. I mean, he didn't say cucks, but he basically said cucks.
It's kind of like internet talk from like 3 years ago, isn't it? Like, if it was today, I'm not sure what the terminology they'd use would be, but it's like Vince looked at Twitter in 2018 and went, hey, yeah, those are words.
Yeah, exactly. The up-to-date references will be about 3 years yeah. behind actually things going on, but it doesn't matter because he had a cave in from camera to the moon. But do you know what my sources have told me about this? Because like you say, we're just going to, a bit like that anonymous wrestler, believe it when we see it. My sources are telling me the new name for NXT is going to get another change. They're going to stay all bright and colourful and all that, and a million different people debuting every week like we got last night. It's actually now going to be called NXT 2.0. So there you go. I really hope Phil's bleeped that, otherwise we're in real trouble here. Anyway, a little bit more on NXT in a few minutes' time, but let's talk about Bryan Danielson and saying the word yes. Basically, he has revealed on a recent appearance on Barstool Wrestling that he was asked, particularly by Kevin Dunn, WWE's, let me get this title right, executive producer and chief of global television production, fancy, not to use the yes chance in AEW. Bryan said, they asked me politely to respect their intellectual property, even some of the things that couldn't be legally enforced. I'm trying my best to do that. Hence why on last week's Dynamite, I think it was, he sort of acknowledged the yes chance, but certainly didn't lead them. Look, Bryan Danielson is a lovely man who eats fruit cum for a living, basically.
Yeah, apple semen.
Yeah, but basically you're not going to see him doing the whole yes thing because that's sort of WWE's thing, but they can't stop you from doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, he's just a good guy, isn't he, Bryan Danielson? WWE said, hey, could you maybe not do that? And he was like, yeah, sure, I'm good.
That lovely message for WWE.
Yeah, the Players Tribune call him. He's been very complimentary of the company since he left. Look, Bryan Danielson had a great time in WWE, by all accounts. He loved his time there. He had a good relationship with Vince McMahon.
Loved the big man.
Loved the big man. What was
as
the line?
As we all do.
What was the line? I know the big man doesn't like to be mentioned or whatever, but yeah, we're all in the same boat. he's just a good guy. That's all I have to say. He's just a good guy. The yes thing's interesting because, like, kind of took it from Diego Sanchez in the UFC a little bit. Kind of took it from there, but Diego Sanchez took it from someone else, I believe. So it's like, the lineage of it is quite interesting. You can do it in the crowd, but maybe we should start doing the you're going to get your
that's
crazy frog noising head kicked in. I don't know.
So that's what we need next. But yeah, absolutely. He's not going to be doing it in AEW. You can, but I like the idea that he's probably going to reinvent something. And I sincerely doubt the crowd aren't going to need much encouragement tonight on AEW Grand Slammer from Arthur Ashe to chant yes when we've got Kenny Omega versus Bryan Danielson tonight. Oh my days. It's a really good time to be a wrestling fan. I'm not sure if that's been mentioned.
Shouts to Michael Grumpflit. Let's move over to Triple H. Good news from Triple H. Well, yes. I'd say good
positive
news. Positive stuff. He's come out with a statement. Obviously, a couple of weeks ago, he suffered a cardiac event, which is what WWE described it as. He had a procedure in hospital that went well. It was caused, according to WWE, due to a genetic heart issue. Well, Triple H has come out for the first time and issued a statement on Twitter. I'm going to read it to you. I've been blown away by the outreach and support from so many people. I'm recovering, doing well, and deeply grateful for all the love in my life. Especially grateful for Shawn Michaels and all the superstars and crew of NXT. Brackets, Steph and the girls loved the snacks. See you soon. And then he's done that emoji, and he's done that one as well. So, yeah.
Bale.
There you go. Now, there was some updates on Triple H last week, courtesy of Dave Meltzer and the Wrestling Observer, saying that Triple H was well enough to take calls, but talent in WWE had been told, hey, you can phone him up and wish him well, but don't talk business right now, because that man is recovering. So, fair play. In this situation, we've said it time and time again, strip away all the wrestling stuff. That doesn't matter when it comes to somebody's health. All that matters here is that a father of Brie and a husband and a family man is on the road to recovery after what was presumably quite a scary time. So, good news.
Yeah, exactly. Not much to add, really. Get well soon from all of us here at What Culture. We've obviously got issues with Triple H and the wider McMahons and WWE, but like you say, you put all that to one side when such a serious event like this happens. You wish him well on his recovery, and just nice to see all the outpouring of support yet again on social media last night. We can be nice people in the wrestling community on occasions, but yes, get well soon, Triple H. Speaking of Triple H, let's return to NXT 2.0, well, for now, oh, as they're calling it, and the new Cruiserweight champion that was crowned on last night's show. Kushida attempted to defend the belt against Roderick Strong and was almost successful in doing so. He had him in a hoverboard lock, but then a bloody diamond mine got involved, and they Malcolm Bivens popped Strong's foot on the ropes to break the hold. And then, as the referee was dealing with Roddy, the boys, your boys, the Creed brothers, got involved, batted him. And what else happened? I wrote this down. Oh yes, of course, Ivy Nile just nailed him on the outside, hoed him back in, big old backbreaker. 1-2-3. Roderick Strong is your new NXT Cruiserweight champion. No real surprise here. We sort of expected that, but he's going to be defending the belt immediately. Next week's show, I think they've got like three title matches on there.
Yeah, they're running through them, aren't they? Ooh. Grayson Waller stepping up after the match to Roddy and Diamond Mine. It looks like NXT, they're going for like veteran champion who's been around for a while that we can build someone younger up to eventually defeat with Roddy, Ciampa.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see what they do in the women's division. We've got that Frankie Monet and Raquel Gonzalez next week.
Which they forgot about last
forgot
week.
About, and now they're doing it again. Interesting. There's a tag team title match next week
Toxic
as well, isn't there?
Toxic Attraction versus the tag champs is Owen Stark and Io Shirai.
Joy Stark. So there's a lot going on NXT 2.0. It remains a fun show. Braun Breaker is the best thing of all time.
Second best ever. Tony D'Angelo.
D'Angelo, who's talking about...
He catches you saying that, you're going to be sleeping with the fish.
He was talking about his Uncle Paulie last night.
I love it!
He's going to... He's like one stage away from forming a stable called the Gabagoons. Yeah. he's a Sopranos character.
Yeah.
He's fun.
He's great, but yeah, Braun Breaker. Put him... We were talking about this in the office before we came in. Literally put one of them in a Steiner recliner, and they were just like, "Oh, he's in that move there."
Yeah,
but don't mention the fact of Steiner.
Vic Joseph called him a dog-faced gremlin last week, but they still won't mention his dad.
Rex Steiner. Yeah. It's really easy, guys.
So simple.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from David Eric 22. Says, "Morning, guys. Do you think we could finally see that rarity of rarities, a double turn in Cody Rhodes versus Malakai Black tonight at Grand Slam?"
Going for the Michael Dublé of turns. Oh, it's interesting. I do think that Cody Rhodes is veering in the direction of something of a heel turn. I know he said he doesn't want to do it in the past, but when you listen to like how mixed his crowd reactions are today, it would be foolish of them to swim against the tide, I think, and it would be interesting to see them lean into that a little bit more. So I do think that we're heading in that direction for Cody. As for Malakai Black, I think he's going to continue kind of playing in shades of grey.
Anti-hero sort of thing.
Yeah, like scary goth guy with the face paint is getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I noticed that.
To be like a black metal album cover guy. He's going to be a member of Immortal or something within a few weeks. But yeah, it's cool to see. I think this storyline has been really good, and I'm sure the match is going to bang tonight.
Oh, so yeah. What a week this is for wrestling.
What a great time it is to be a wrestling fan, Michael Hamlet.
I think we may well see it tonight, but I agree in terms of like white meat babyface Malakai Black, that ain't happening. Yeah. He's just going to be a badass.
Imagine that.
Fans cheerful, yeah.
I'd do it for the fans.
Kicks someone's head off, then goes and kisses a baby in the crowd. It's not really going to work, is it? Right, second question today comes from Mysterion Jr., who says, "Do you think the real reason Ruby Soho, Ruby Riot, WWE, of course, well. Yeah, was actually let go from WWE is because they wanted to push Rhea Ripley and they didn't want two superstars who, quote, looked the same?" They don't look the same, but I absolutely understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, but you could absolutely imagine Bruce and Vince and all the other old guys going, "Ah, they've both got tattoos, pal. We have to get rid of one of them." You can actually...
They like that loud music. It's just noise.
What is that guitar sound? Yeah, you could totally imagine them thinking that, can't you? Like, I don't think that that was the reason Ruby Soho was like, go, obviously. I think they just looked at her and went, "Oh, cost cutting, whatever, go away." Which I think is really silly, because I think she's proved so far in AEW that she has so much to offer.
Great shoot with Britt Baker the other day.
Yeah, really great segment on Rampage last week. So, yeah, I think... WWE's lost in this regard as AEW's gain. I think she's been very good so far. Very good so far. And she's come along at a great time as well, because Britt is like, everyone loves Britt, but she's playing a heel sometimes. Ruby comes in, she's universally beloved, so it's easier to receive Britt as a heel. It's been good stuff.
Yeah, it was literally like they just watched PG Suicide Squad, though. Fear less, might fear more.
Yeah,
absolutely so much happier.
Man, he's crying. That stuff wasn't good. That material wasn't good.
No. But yeah, great series in AEW, and good luck in the title match tonight, isn't it? Or is it on Friday? I get confused.
It's tonight.
Yeah, best of luck in the title match tonight against Britt Baker. But yes, I mean, considering the fact they were like, we can't have Adam Cole on the main roster, we have to have Adam Boom. We've made that's canon now in the What Culture office. They had to change his name. They were going to change his name, because everyone confused him for Michael Cole's son. Yes, because Michael Cole could produce a handsome bastard like that. Right, final question today comes from Sean Finchhausen, who says, "Watching NXT 2.0 is like watching a show like The Bill or London's Burning from season one to the final series." Like Scrubs and then New Scrubs, basically, for our American viewers. Yeah. "You slowly see the old faces phased out and the new blood take more of a starring role. Does anyone else see it like that?" Do you see it like that?
Well, who's the Reg Hollis of NXT 2.0 at the moment? I guess it would be Tommaso Ciampa, right? Because Big Reg transcended eras in The Bill. Shouts to Curly Watts, free Deirdre Rashid. I've completely lost my train of thought here.
You were saying this, though. They're putting the belts on established heads, and then and also putting them in, putting just people who haven't got titles in with newer guys. To it is a, you know, going back to its NXT sort of roots, basically. Here.
Yeah, exactly. They've got a couple of veteran vanguards kicking about to kind of raise the younger people up, help them with their development and everything else. I think they have a good roster mix at the moment. It does feel like they're introducing about seven people every week, going, "Hey, I'm Steve Bum, and this is my you remember my long lost brother Frankie Piss."
Yeah,
like he is.
I do
as
like
well.
Carmelo Hayes and Trick.
Trick Williams is great. Carmelo Hayes is great. I like a lot of the people they've introduced. Bron Breakker, obviously. The Creed brothers are awesome.
Von Wagner.
Von Wagner looks like a stretched version of Hangman Page. It's quite cool. I like Odyssey Jones. Has been around a little longer.
Odyssey
like
Jones was great. Massive 2-on-1 squash last night.
I liked him in the opening segment as well. He's just like, "What the hell are you talking about, man? Shut up."
Who's the Andre Chase as well? Andre Chase is fascinating when he's swearing at people. It was brilliant.
He was really funny in the wedding segment last week as well.
Did somebody say, "Sit down"?
Yeah, bro. No one wants you, Andre.
It's good fun.
It's good. It's a good laugh so far.
It's
sure.
less gritty.
Yeah,
which is
I like that. I like as well that it's less work. I watch enough.
Have
work,
we not had a more of MSK? They're literally custom built for NXT.
Bring back the Rascals. They're smoking reefer and playing FIFA in the back room.
Anyway, let's move on to today's...
Edgy,
indeed. Let's move on to today's. And finally, look, today is obviously a very important day here at What Culture Towers. An important anniversary, and it'd be remiss of me not to mention it. A year ago today, Slapjack debuted, basically. So that's what I wanted to take it on to. Nothing else important happening today. It was pointed out by T-Bar. He was last seen at WrestleMania, of course. And then he's apparently, according to T-Bar, gone back to his home planet. Legends only, he says. God, I miss that guy with a paper plate on his face.
Yeah, man. Is it? Which one of them blocked Sidgwick on Twitter appropriately?
No.
I'm sure one of them did.
He's gone a bit two-footed in on T-Bar, so it's probably T-Bar.
T-Bar!
He called him Dominic Dickhead on the podcast for quite a long time. I think that probably did it. Anyway, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Boy. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, got the NXT review and the AEW Dynamite Grand Slam a preview to come later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, they can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
Follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Happy Birthday day to your friend of mine, Michael Sidgwick. From myself, from Adam Wilborn, from the audience, presumably, from T-Bar.
From everyone except T-Bar.
From the crazy frog. Yeah, all his long-lost son, Garth. Everyone.
Yeah, go and wish him a happy birthday on Twitter today. At MC.
He doesn't have a son called Garth.
No, he doesn't.
Put out there.
Not yet.
Well.
Happy birthday, and I know he likes this, Sidgy Widgy. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.